Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. For the fourth Friday in the season of Easter in the church calendar, walking into, walking through this season of new life, new beginnings. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you. Your love is extravagant. Your friendship find a moving to the rhythms of your grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating in our secret place. Your love is extravagant. Oh, your love extravagant. Your friendship intimate. I find I'm moving to the rhythms of your grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating our secret place. Your love is extravagant. Spread wide in the arms of Christ. He's a love that covers sin. No greater love have I ever known. You considered me a friend. Capture my heart again. Capture my heart again.
Take a few moments, search your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. See if there be any way contrary to the Lord, any sin that needs confession. He is waiting to forgive, to hold you close, to forget, to pour mercy and grace out upon you today. Pray this ancient prayer. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Spread wide in the arms of Christ. He's the love that covers sin. No greater love have I ever known, that you considered me a friend. Capture my heart again.
capture my heart again. Capture my heart, capture my heart. Oh, the world is always trying to capture my heart. I want you to capture my heart. Capture my heart. Your love is extravagant. Your friendship, intimate.
Capture our hearts again this morning, Lord, on this Friday, in the season of resurrection, in the season of Easter. Lord, capture our hearts. Capture our imaginations, God, for what could be, for the world that you have told us, new heavens, new earth, where you will wipe every tear from every eye, where there will be no more death, no more sickness, no more lack. Oh Lord, show us and help us to bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, God, as it is in heaven, Lord. Capture our hearts, capture our imaginations, God. Psalm 40. I waited patiently upon the Lord. He stooped to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a high cliff and made my footing sure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not resort to evil spirits or turn to false gods. Great things are they that you have done, O Lord my God. How great your wonders and your plans for us. There is none who can be compared with you. Oh, that I can make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count. In sacrifice and offering you take no pleasure. You have given me ears to hear you. Burnt offerings and sin offering you have not required. And so I said, behold, I come. In the roll of the book it is written concerning me. I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep in my heart. I proclaimed righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know. Your righteousness have I not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your love and faithfulness from the great congregation. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. For innumerable troubles have crowded upon me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more in number than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and altogether dismayed who seek after my life to destroy it. Let them draw back and be disgraced who take pleasure in my misfortune. Let those who say, aha, and gloat over me be confounded because they are ashamed. Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. Let those who love your salvation continually say, great is the Lord. Though I am poor and afflicted,
the Lord will have regard for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. Do not tarry, O my God. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. In your might, defend my cause. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For the arrogant have risen up against me, and the ruthless have sought my life, those who have no regard for God. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who sustains my life. Render evil to those who spy on me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will offer you a freewill sacrifice and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have rescued me from every trouble, and my eye has seen the ruin of my foes.
Behold, I come before you with all of me. I come before you, Lord, and offer my heart, I offer my soul, I offer my mind, I offer my strength. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 27 through 37. Jesus opened his mouth and taught his disciples, saying, "You have heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members and for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one."
The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this fourth Friday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a few minutes and just be before the Lord. Pray for those in your life, family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, your own heart, circumstances you know of, your city, your state, your country, pressing needs, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Just spend time now in his presence, or just sit in his presence and let his Spirit wash over you. Let's sit before the Lord now. Let us not grow weary in doing good. Let us not grow weary in doing good. Let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary. No, no, no. Come to him, all who are weary and heavy laden. Find his rest. He will give you rest. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. Come now and rest and fall in his arms and know the rest of the Lord. More restful than any kind of rest that we can taste in this life on our own. Lord, thank you for your rest. May everyone who listens now in these moments, may you pour out upon them divine rest, supernatural rest in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Receive his rest. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. BenwardMusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you. Let's pray together again on Monday. Bye-bye.